And now this is a dictation for Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L, Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N, December 352. We are going to address as a letter to Dr. Power, P-O-W-E-R, 775-1640, and Dr. Venkatran, V as in Victor, E-N-K-A-T-R-A-N, 956-9157. Dear doctors, a follow-up for Mr. Nelson, polycystic kidney disease, proteinuria, and progressive renal failure, last visit in February. Has received treatment for lupus. Two doses without side effects. Denies hospital visit, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, bowel changes, increased abdominal girth or urinary symptoms. Unfortunately, still smoking cigars. Presently, no oxygen CPAP machine. Review system down, blood pressure at home, 130 over 60. Next paragraph, review medications, the new treatment with Benlysta, D as in boy, E-N-L-Y-S-T-A, for blood pressure, Norvas, HCTC, Losartan, Metoprolol. Inhalers. Plaquenil, cholesterol treatment, occasionally prednisone, next paragraph, blood pressure today 164/72, tall, large, obese person 239, COPD abnormalities, emphysema, distant breath sounds, no RALS, distant heart tones, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, no major edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. May. Malanemia, 13.4. Low lymphocytes. Low platelet count. Kidney function is stable with a creatinine 1.46 for a GFR of 50. Low sodium, upper potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, normal albumin calcium, normal liver function test glucose. The protein creatinine ratio at 3.4. CPK normal, anti-double-stranded DNA that used to be positive, presently negative, normal sedimentation rate, T-reactive protein, complement 3 and 4, trace of blood, no white blood cells. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, polycystic kidney disease, chronic kidney disease, clinically stable, no progression, presently not symptomatic, has nephrotic range proteinuria but no nephrotic syndrome, renal biopsy couldn't be done because of the multiple cyst. The decision was to start Benlysta. Patient understands that if related to lupus, nephritis, proteinuria might improve within the next 6 months to a year. Whatever proteinuria related to secondary FSGS or chronic changes from the scar tissue will not improve. He has prior history of non-Hodgkin lymphoma, but I'm not aware of recurrence. There is a history of hereditary hemochromatosis and prior phlebotomy. Presently, cell count in the low side, probably from Benlysta. He's going to have an MRI of the brain to rule out brain aneurysm as part of the polycystic kidneys. All issues discussed with the patient, continue to follow.